National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Almost had us with a country music intro. Is that all right?
It's okay.
I really did.
I heard it and it sounded French to me, so what do I know?
Well, yeah. I could play a little of it for you if you want here in just a moment. But yeah, I produce a country music show. It's doing really well nationally. And I had that all queued up because I just finished that session.
Oh, okay.
So... hey, welcome to Smart Living, Smart Retirement.
Fund your life and find your freedom.
Where the grown-ups keep growing. That's what it is. Now, you want to hear a little of this?
Yeah.
By the way, that's Chip Stites. I'm Larry Ahrens.
Welcome.
Yeah. Well, let me stop our theme. And here's what the cowboy song sounded like.
Now that I listen to it, it's not very French, is it?
It's on, you're on your horse.
Yep.
Going through a beautiful painted canyon.
Driving cattle in front of you. Sun's going down.
The coyotes are howling in the background.
Wind's starting to come up just a little bit, so there's a nice breeze to cool the day off.
We're just trying to figure out where to make camp for the night with us and the cows.
Sounds good to me.
It's kind of retirement, don't you think?
It is. It's definitely kind of lazy and laid back.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, that's what was queued up. I almost intro'd the show with that, but that's pretty.
It is.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to our little show about retirement, and we do this every week here on Biz Talk Radio. And if you've just joined us for the first time, and you're expecting to hear all sorts of wonderful, insightful financial advice,
it ain't going to happen.
No, we're not doing it.
No, we're not. I've spent 38 years as a financial planner, and I have sold my business, and I'm getting out of that. So you aren't going to hear a whole lot about the financial side of retirement, but I have spent the last 4 years working on the non-financial side of retirement.
The non-financial side, really? Tell me, Chip, what's that about?
Well, there are a whole lot of different parts to it, Larry. And what I read so often, and when I read articles about retiring, is one of the top three things that you read about is actually de-junking, getting rid of things, changing your life, making space available for other things. And I think that is completely important in a time when you have the ability to change your life to something particularly important to you, to something that you want.
Even if you're not downsizing?
Even if you're not downsizing. I mean, I think there's got to be a space for a place to do new things.
Yeah.
And
a space for a place to do new things.
That's right. I think that we build up so much in our lives and we accumulate so much. We are an accumulation society. And yet when it comes to changing our lives, we don't realize that our ties, our clothes, the stuff we have around the house, the the last 30 years of taxes that we have out in the garage, the all those things that we haven't used. I have a friend who says, if I haven't touched it in a year, I want to get rid of it.
They say that about clothes. I hear that a lot on these shows, especially the women-oriented shows. If you haven't worn it in a year, get it out of your closet. Right?
And I think that has value for things as well. The hardest thing so far for me to let go of was my books. The second hardest, I actually signed the contract tonight to sell my art. And
you've been collecting art for some time now, haven't you?
I collected my first print in Taormina, Sicily, when I was 11 years old.
And you've been doing it ever since.
I have. And I have somewhere between 50 and 80 pieces of art. And I'm going to get rid of somewhere in the neighborhood of 90% of that.
Do you have some valuable pieces?
I do. I have some. I have a number of pieces that are worth anything from $4,000 to $12,000.
Yeah.
So I'm letting go. I mean, I have a choice. So we want to move to Europe so we can travel.
Right.
And I don't have the $300, $500, however many dollars a month that it would take to store them in some place that was secure and climate controlled and humidity controlled and all the things you have to do with good art.
Yes.
Some of it is 14th, 15th, 16th century. And that takes climate controlled. There's no question. It takes secure. And so I've just decided, in order to make space for what I want new, I've got to get rid of some of the old. And it doesn't come easy, but it's a part of what I'm doing.
I'm just recalling a conversation I heard with some famous rich guy who was an art collector. And he said, you know, I really can't take this stuff with me. I'm merely its caretaker in the time that I have possession of it.
And that's true. I've had some absolutely beautiful things, and I am hugely grateful for some of the things I've had on my walls and in my house. And I do hope that they go to someone else who I'm sure they will. They will go to somebody who appreciates them as much as I do.
Yeah, and you've had the joy and the pleasure of owning them. And now it's time for somebody else to have that joy and pleasure.
It is. And I'm keeping a few pieces. I'm keeping some of the things that are up on the walls right now. But
those are important pieces, obviously.
Those are important. Well, some of them I've had since I was 11 years old. Some of them have been in my family since before that. And there's so some of those I'm going to keep. But most of them I'm saying goodbye to.
Very interesting. And emotionally, you arrived at this decision without much stress or worry over it, or you've been thinking about it a while.
I've been
thinking
about it for a long time.
Yeah.
Emotionally, the hardest part is what to let go
and
what to keep. That I have to do this in order to accomplish the goal that I want to accomplish was a given. That was almost a no-brainer.
Right. It's interesting, the conversations that happen to that end. And I know a lot of retirees look at downsizing. That seems to be a thing to do. My wife and I keep dropping that conversation a little bit here and there, especially after a lot of work around the house and things like that. And it's not going over so well. But I think she understands that there will be a point where we have a fairly good-sized home.
And you have an absolutely beautiful home with things from around your world travels.
Oh, yeah.
I can understand why letting some of them go is just – it's in a way, it's the same for me. You're letting part of your heart go to somebody else.
Well, and there's a point where I'm not going to want to do the yard work or even hire somebody to do it. And there's going to be a point where I don't want to do all the maintenance around here. I can barely keep up with that. I have a job list that's pretty long. And there will be a time where we just don't want to spend our time doing that.
And I think that makes sense. And so, I made the choice a couple of years ago to sell my house, and I did it. And now I rent. And it's a heck of a lot easier renting than it is owning.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I mean, I change the light bulbs. But if I need something fixed, I pick up the phone. And so it is less expensive, it is simpler, and it allows me to focus on other things. And those things I'm focused on at the moment is the future, is creating the life that I have dreamed about for a long time.
Yeah, and you're on track, I can tell. This has become, if you haven't been with our show very much, it's a bit of an obsession with my buddy Chip here, but that's okay. Yeah, it's a good obsession. That's what I'm saying.
11 months and 5 days, but who's counting?
We should just install a countdown clock on the show and just have you update it every week. I think that's 3 weeks in a row you've done it, so we might as well make that part of the show.
That's fine with me.
But that's okay. You know, this is important stuff. Today on the program, we are going to talk about letting go a little bit, just as we've been discussing in this segment. We're also going to talk about, and this seems like a wacky thing to even mention, but we're going to talk about time management and how important that is, not for your job, but for your retirement.
And it really is, because all of a sudden, when you retire, you're going to have a ton of time on your hands, and it's that eight-hour day that you're home.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do something. And so the idea of having a schedule within retirement makes a great deal of sense.
And we'll discriminate between a schedule like you used to have at work and a schedule like you'll have in retirement.
And there is a difference.
Big difference. So we'll talk about some of that. And I got an interesting email the other day from a guy who spends his time helping baby boomers start businesses after 50.
That sounds like a good idea. As a matter of fact, you and I have touched on that a number of times over the last few shows.
We'll be back in a moment with more. This is Smart Living, Smart Retirement here on BizTalk Radio.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Now make it funky, make it funky.
You should see Chip dancing over here. When the guy says make it funky, Chip goes into action, I'll tell you. Hey, welcome to Smart Living, Smart Retirement. Fund your life, find your freedom. And we're on Biz Talk Radio every weekend. Thank you for spending some time on your weekend with us. Okay, the show is about other options in retirement. This is not a financial show, but we do talk about various aspects of retirement that we feel, both Chip and I feel, that are just as important as your financial planning. So lots of shows out there for financial planning and all that. You can find them, plenty of them, here on this BizTalk Radio
Network.
Yes,
you can.
They're great guys and gals. We talk about lifestyle alternatives, way to think about retirement in new ways. And one of them, and you never would think that you would have to use the word time management in your retirement years, but it becomes more and more imperative as retirement gets redefined and as you go forward with the, whatever activity that you want to go forward doing. So planning your time becomes kind of important, just like you did in your job.
It does. And hanging around only has so much cachet.
Only goes so far.
That's right. You can only do so much of that. But as Larry alluded to, there was a study, and I'm going to apologize in advance for pronouncing their names, but Wei-Ching Wang of Yishou University and Changyang Wu and Chengqi Wu of the National Pitong University of Science and Technology studied 454 Taiwanese retirees to determine if there was a link between their management of free time and their quality of life. And Larry, you've read this and looked at it quite a bit more than I. And there's a difference between managing time when you're at work and managing leisure time. What is the difference?
Well, what the study found out was that people who suddenly retired from their career and didn't manage their free time were a lot less happy than the people who had some sort of framework for what they were going to do with their free time. So the people who didn't plan, you know, they just said, hey, I'm stopping working and now what? You know, I'm going to be in the house and watch TV, I guess. But the people who didn't have a frame of time management were a lot less happy than the people who planned for their free time and did things differently in terms of planning their time. Now, this doesn't mean that you get out the big day planner calendar or electronic device and plan every second of your day. I don't think that you should do that in retirement, do you?
No. I mean, the idea of having some free time, the idea of not having to get up specifically at a time, the idea of not having to accomplish something because the boss said, listen, I need this Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Right.
And we're having a meeting. But getting things done is important. And another thing that the article alludes to, Larry, is that the AARP roadmap for the rest of your life with Bob Lowry, who writes a satisfying retirement blog, they basically found that, and I'm going to quote here, mm-hmm. it comes as no surprise to me that research allows having goals for our free time increases the quality of life when we are over 50.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you what I do. I try to accomplish a couple of things a day. And then there are days I know in the week that I really am not going to accomplish anything. We're going to go have fun and do something else.
And that's fine. If you have things to do, but you aren't, quote-unquote, accomplishing anything, that's fine because you're doing.
Yeah.
And if you put some of that in the category of volunteering,
right,
of learning, of spending time together. I know you and your lovely lady spend
every
time
Wednesday.
Together.
Every Wednesday we have together day.
Right.
And I don't do any work, if you call this work. I'm not doing anything in my studio or anything like that. We're just together. We go have lunch. We go to a movie. We go do fun things.
And I think it's important that people realize that. In retirement, you have to do something. Retirement, by its very nature, I guess the original idea was you don't do anything. You retire. You're done. And that's the definition of the word.
I'm going to sit around the house and watch The Price is Right.
That's correct. but to have a fulfilling retirement means something else. And that means keeping your mind active, keeping your body active. As a matter of fact, most of the things I read say that if you're not working out or doing something physical, you're mm-hmm. making a mistake.
Yes.
If you aren't learning something, you're making a mistake. Mm-hmm. If you're not changing something in your life and finding new things in your life, you're making a mistake. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, and Larry, you've alluded to this a few times. I know we've talked about it, mm-hmm. is that people who don't put new things on their schedule wind up being much more disappointed with their life in retirement
Indeed.
Than those who do.
Indeed. What we like to do, when I say we, my wife and I, we always like to have a trip on the calendar somewhere. Now, it may be a year out, but that's
but
all right.
There.
It's there, and we kind of it gives us something to look forward to talk about, to do some, you know, basic planning and things like that. So we like to put a trip on the calendar and then have it out there.
And so. I think that makes sense. Whether it's going to see the grandkids,
yeah,
or whether it's a cruise, or whether it is a trip to someplace you haven't been, or someplace you have been that you enjoy.
Tell you one thing that we're doing here rather shortly. We've never done this, but we have the time. We're going to travel by train.
Oh.
We live in the West, and we're going to go back to the Chicago area where my wife is from, and we're taking Amtrak. It's going to be fun.
I have taken Amtrak almost to Chicago. The stop before Chicago, I believe, is Galesburg. My daughter lives right near there, and I think you will love it. I think you will have a great time.
Looking forward to it. So we have the time to do it now.
I was pleased with the meal. I had to learn to sleep in the compartment because trains move quite a bit.
Yes.
And they don't always move in a, it's not like a cruise ship where there's usually a systematic movement of the boat.
Rocking,
Exactly. The train
lurches around a little bit.
Lurches around depending upon the speed it's going.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to that. Anyway, tell you what, we're going to take a break here. We'll come back, a little more time management. We're going to talk about actually starting a business after 50.
Wonderful.
And that's becoming a big thing these days. We'll continue here on Smart Living, Smart Retirement in just a moment on Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
biztalkradio.com.
Now make it funky, make it funky.
I love doing this with my friend Chip Stites. I'm Larry Ahrens. This is Smart Living, Smart Retirement. Fund your life and find your freedom, my man. Or my lady, as the case may be. We're here every weekend on Biz Talk Radio. We are a non-financial retirement show. We explore lifestyles. We explore other ideas. Anything that has to do with retirement that's not financial planning.
Yes, and this is the lifestyles of the average American in retirement. We aren't dealing with the rich and famous here. We're just dealing with folks.
Just the folks. And I think the message that we try to get across is if you don't have that $3 million, $2 million, or even $1 million saved for retirement, you can still enjoy your life. You can still find fun, freedom, and fulfillment.
And let's say that you don't even have $200,000. There's, you can still find fulfillment. You can still find comfort. You can still find all the things that you have believed you were capable of in retirement, because it's not about the money.
Yeah. So stop obsessing over that and think bigger. Think broader. I got an email the other day, a guy named Jeff Williams, and his company is called BizStarters.com. And I'm going to contact Jeff and see if I can get him on the show.
I think that'd be great.
His focus, he sent me an email. I'm on some list, I guess. But I noticed that it's a seminar for people who are over 50 who want to become an entrepreneur. And this is one of his specialties, that people over 50 make very good entrepreneurs and can start businesses and do very well. And I thought, well, that's intriguing, because we talk about that. There's no reason that once you hit 50 or beyond that you have to cash in your chips and sit around the house and watch Let's Make a Deal.
And you know, we have talked so often here that there is the ability online and many other ways, as your article points out, that you can make some money. And this article says that 85% of all small businesses in America today have a solo owner and report an annual income in the range of $40,000 to $100,000. Well, supposing you retire and you have Social Security and just a little bit more, or maybe even not that.
Sure.
Then an extra $20,000, $25,000 over a year would be a huge help and allow you a great amount of freedom.
Yeah, and have some fun. The takeaway from the article that Jeff Williams put up on his website, and this hit both of us, both Chip and myself, is that it's got to be something that you enjoy doing. Other than that, why take it on?
Exactly. And the idea of starting something new, he gives five reasons in here that people use not to start a business.
Right.
And then he debunks those reasons.
Yeah.
And if you read the article, Start a Boomer Business, How to Overcome Your Fears by Jeff at BizStarters.com, if you read the article, it's hugely logical, and it's many of the things that you and I have been saying for the last few months.
Well, let's go back. You know, Chip, if our fathers in their day, both Chip and I are in our north of 65 now, but our parents back in the day, if they wanted to start a business, they had to invest some capital, they had to get a building and all those kind of things. Technology allows you now to start a business with the cost of putting up a website.
And that's correct. And one of the things, and we're in the process of putting up a website.
Yes.
And sending articles to it and creating it. And so it hasn't cost us an arm and a leg.
No.
And right now, it's mostly, for most people, it's overcoming the fears that you have about the idea of a quote-unquote new business.
Yeah, so I would think that if you're not investing a lot of money, you don't have a lot at risk here, then that would kind of pave the way to having more sleep at night and not having all your nest egg tied up in some building and some business that you bought.
And that's correct. And the idea is to do A, something you love, as Larry has already said, but B, let's look at one of the first things that people say: I don't know anything about business. If you've worked in the corporate world for the last 20 or 30 years, you know more than you think you know.
You may be kind of dangerous with what you know, actually.
You may. And if you will spend a little time learning technology, you'll realize how broad the reach is. One of the statements in this article says that this particular person changed his corporate buddies for lunch to his online buddies that he talks to all the time, all around the world, that are doing the same type of thing that he is doing. So it's different. The idea is to do something you love in a small way that earns you a certain amount of money, and that could well be working online. It could be many, many other things, but it could be working online.
Mm-hmm. So managing expectations, one of the reasons he puts in here, Jeff Williams says, I'm afraid to work all by myself.
what the article says is that you realize that if you go into one of those office buildings that has all kinds of different offices in it, mm-hmm. and when I sold my business, that's the first thing I did, was I moved into a different office building. All of a sudden around me were psychologists and people who were running marketing businesses and
accountants, stuff like that.
And I made a bunch of new friends, and that was absolutely wonderful. I enjoyed myself, and the cost of my office went from, let's just say, north of $1,500 a month to less than $500 a month.
Nice.
And I enjoyed it just as much.
Yeah, and it's more collegial.
It is.
Like you said, there's more people hanging around. And
there are.
I had this studio in one of those office suites there for a while, as you know, and I really enjoyed that. The reason I don't anymore is because the building I was in got sold a few months ago, so I moved the studio here to the house. But I kind of miss some of that going to work sort of environment, and I could get in the building 24 hours a day as one of those places.
And there's an element of that that is important. You may want to have a small $300-$500 a month office that gives you a place to go that may be important to you.
Yeah. I had a little fridge in there.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, it was a nice little office.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Yeah. Now I got a dog laying over here, see?
There you go.
it's all right. It's all right. But check out the article from Jeff Williams. He's going to be one of my new best friends when I contact him. We'll put him on the show here. And he does some nice podcasts and things that are kind of interesting. And it's all about being an entrepreneur over the age of 50. And I say, let's go.
There is so much out there. And one of the hardest things to get people our age to realize is that your experience has more value than you give yourself credit for. And if you will go take a look at some of the things you can do online or some of the simple businesses you can start, as this article talks about, I think you'll find out that life is as exciting and as meaningful as it has ever been. The only difference is you control more of it.
You can also set up the business, and it probably kind of depends on the type of business that you're doing. But if you do it right, the business that you own, this goes back to the time management thing. The business that you own may be only open 3 days a week or 4 days a week or something like that.
Yeah, you don't have to work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. This is your business. This is your time. This is what you love to do.
You know, I may be only open Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. The rest of the time, I'm doing something else. I'm not in the business.
I have been going to the same guy who cuts my hair since 1982.
Really?
And he worked at one time 6 days a week. Now he's down to Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's it.
No kidding.
I know. That's it. He says, I'm pulling back.
And Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday?
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's it. If you don't get him, you don't get a haircut. So I just make sure I call a week or so in advance.
You know, there's something about that, too. And you know what it is? Oh, wow. it's more exclusive. I can only go in certain days. There's a cachet to that that's kind of appealing, you know?
There is, and I have to admit, I tease him about his handshaking and staying away from my ears, but he's a wonderful guy, and he's as good or better than he ever was, and I love going to see him, even though he's not there as much.
Yeah, there's something about that. Being less available suddenly adds more value to who you are and what you do.
It does. And if you say, well, I'm only open so many hours a week, I think that has some cachet to it.
I do, too. All right, we're having a fun conversation today. We appreciate you eavesdropping with us today here on BizTalk Radio. The show is called Smart Living, Smart Retirement with Chip and Larry. We'll be back.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hope you're having a great weekend. Show's called Smart Living, Smart Retirement. Fund your life, find your freedom, and get funky. All right. Final segment of the show today. One of our partners on the show, and we've interviewed him before, and some of his proteges, and that's Winston Churchill. I didn't say Winston Churchill.
No,
that's the guy with the cigar that saved Great Britain during World War II.
It is, and some people would say all of us, but I think this is Winston Churchill of the Churchill Method. And he's a guy to go to. You go to www.barefootconsultants.com and /radio. And he's a guy to go to learn to work online, part-time, full-time, using skills that you already have. And that is what this article was basically about. He's put it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
But basically what Jeff is saying is you can do something that you love either as a business or online, and that's exactly what Winton is teaching.
And he's been teaching it successfully for some time now. One of the partners he works with is International Living Magazine. And the reason for that is some of what he teaches is how you can move abroad and teach things like English. And that's a very popular course among his students, right?
It is. And you can learn to do, you can do research online from anywhere and get paid for it. You can answer the phones now almost from anywhere and get paid for it. There are a lot of different things that you can do online that for the most part, you probably haven't even thought of. And the estimates are that somewhere in the neighborhood of 80,000 jobs a day go up for bid online that companies are looking for people to do specific work for a specific amount of time and no more. And that's a perfect place to go look and a perfect place perfect way to make a little bit of cash.
Right. So if you want to take some of Winton's courses, they're very reasonable in cost compared to the benefit you'll receive. Your return on investment, your ROI,
is very high.
Oh, there I go talking business, right?
There you go.
But if you want to check that out, we've arranged special pricing with that. Just mention you heard it on Smart Living Radio, and they'll take care of you.
They will. And another thing you might consider is just getting a $39 a year subscription to International Living, because if you're interested in traveling, if you're interested in learning about different countries, if you're interested not maybe in moving overseas, but just where you might go to see new things on vacation, I can't think of a better place to go at less of a price.
I met a family recently that moved abroad for about 8 months.
You don't have to move over permanently.
Yeah, they went for 8 months, took the kids, made it a learning experience and stayed for about 8 or 9 months. I'm trying to remember where they moved to, but they did the whole thing and then came home.
And international living is a perfect way to look at that situation.
Boy, if you had little kids, too, or grandkids, what a great learning experience for them.
I went when I was 7 years old, and it changed my life.
Yeah, it's never left you, I can tell.
No, it has not, and I still got the bug. and as a matter of fact, we were looking at how we want to go through Pompeii in September.
That's a fascinating place.
Oh, Pompeii and Herculaneum. We're trying to figure out the best way that we can go through it. Do you get a guide? Do you just put on the earphones?
Yeah, you could probably do that.
We finally settled for something that we saw on PBS, a guy named Rick Steves.
Oh, yeah. I like his shows.
He has great shows. And I suggest that if you're interested in travel, this guy can help you do it in a very inexpensive, simple way.
Yeah, and he gets the most out of his journeys. I've seen him on PBS many times. Interesting guy.
He is, and it's a lot of fun.
Very good. Yeah, Pompeii, you'll love it. You feel like you're walking in the footsteps of very ancient Italians and Romans.
You are.
You really are.
Quite literally.
You really are. What else is on your list over there, Mr. Stites?
Well, we are efforting a talk with Dr. Stephen Comedina. And I have recently talked with him quite a bit about making sure that my body is doing everything it is supposed to do, even though I am aging. I don't expect not to age, but I do expect my body to operate at 100% of what it can operate at today.
Right. Your peak optimum at your age.
That's right.
Okay.
And so we
all want that.
We are efforting a show with Dr. Comedina about making sure your hormones are properly regulated.
Hormone therapy is a big thing now.
It is. It is. And there are different kinds of hormones. And in his case, it's natural hormones, which is kind of my choice for any kind of therapy I might do.
So we're going to be visiting with him about that. And this is homeopathic medicine, isn't it? In a way?
In a way, it is. What a doctor will tell you is optimal. Mm-hmm. And what an endocrinologist will tell you is optimal. And so as I am learning, we have a tendency to accept less as we get older because we have so much emphasis on youth. And our bodies are capable of a lot more than we understand. And there are some doctors out there that are saying, yes, we'd like you to consider this. And I have, and I'm in the process of doing it, actually.
This could be a whole show.
Yeah. Could be.
So we'll have to go to his office and chat with him.
That works. I think we would have a good time. We'd learn a lot.
I hate needles, though. No needles, okay?
Okay. I've already done that.
you were telling me.
Not,
that hurt.
Not fun, but but at the same time, I over the long haul, I think it'll be worth it.
All right. Shall we end our show on a spiritual note? And now we're not going to church here, but the Irish have a way of putting things in perspective, don't they?
There's an Irish spirit, or an Irish soul, if you will, and Larry has a wonderful poem or two that is, I think, an excellent way to end the show.
How I find this, I don't know. I was looking up, found a retirement blessing from the Irish. So let's deliver it. Here it is. A sunbeam to warm you, a moonbeam to charm you, a sheltering angel so nothing can harm you. May you always have work for your hands to do. May your pockets always hold a coin or two. May the sun shine bright on your window pane. May the hand of a friend always be near you, and may God fill your heart with gladness to cheer you. And with that, we're out.
You have a wonderful, wonderful week, and we look forward to seeing you again next week. I'm Chip Stites, and I'm with Larry Ahrens.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. biztalkradio.com.